It is Dark 30 time here on Speaking of a Strange. Joshua P. Warren's Speaking of Strange, hosted by Vance Pollock, which is rather confusing because I am Sam the Animal Steele.
Animal.
That's right. The producer of this circus, this weekly circus known as Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Well, this is a little warning out there. This is the Dark 30 hour. Okay, which means we might get a little lewder, a little cruder. We're going to step away from talks of simulation theory, virtual reality, teapots orbiting the sun.
This is real life.
And go into some real life stuff. Talking about some gross stuff. Talking about some ridiculously inane stuff.
Yeah.
So let's jump right into it, shall we? I see. This is from Yakima, Washington. All right, you ready for this? Police say a local man burnt down his parents' home earlier this week for something his brother did to him 10 years ago. Now, Lauren, you have an older brother.
I do.
And I know him as well. And could be, what are some adjectives for him?
I don't know if I can say him on the radio.
It's the Dark 30 hour.
He's an asshole.
No, can't
just
say.
Kidding.
Okay. So, you know, he can be a jerk sometimes,
yeah.
And he probably was very stubborn and probably mean to you as you were growing up sometimes. I have
sore loser.
I'm an older brother to two younger sisters. I was never, like, horribly mean to them or anything, but, I mean, I did my fair share of torturing them.
You did the right amount of big brother.
My little sister, yeah. Cindy, she had Duddy Bear.
Ah.
Duddy Bear was her favorite thing in the world. It was this? I think she still has them. Her kids have it now. Duddy Bear was this little teddy bear, right? I would do things like I would kidnap Duddy Bear. I would tie a noose around his neck.
My brother did that to my Barbies.
Yeah.
I came home and they were all like just...
Yeah, she would
horrible.
Find Duddy Bear hanging from the ceiling and she'd cry. She'd come home and I would have pierced Duddy Bear's ears.
Poor bear.
Put Duddy Bear in the freezer. You know, and she thought, she was young enough that she thought the Duddy Bear was, like, real.
He's real, is her best friend.
Right, and, like, my middle sister, Trish, like, I remember we had this clown head.
Oh, no, don't mess with the clowns.
The clown head that you hooked to a hose, and it had a hat on, and when you turn the hose on, it would spew water out of the clown's head and make the hat go up in the air, and then you would run, it was like a lawn thing, you would run and you'd jump, no, you would just jump through the stream of water to get wet, you know. And the hat would, like, fall back on the stream and stay balanced, or it would fall off. And you'd go, yeah. Well, I would turn the hose down and tell her it was a drinking fountain. So it was just a little.
You are horrible.
Just a little dribble of water coming out of the clown's head. And she's like, a drinking fountain? And then she'd put her face over it, and I'd crank the water,
and
bam, right up into her face.
All these things my brother did to me.
And she loved green beans. Don't ask me why. I would take a pie tin and go into the sandbox in the backyard and pack it full of wet sand and tell her it was green beans, and she'd eat it.
Okay, now that fault's on her.
That is, yeah.
That one's on her.
Anyway, back to the story. Police say 29-year-old Joel Cruz was home alone, much like Macaulay Culkin, and got angry because his brother farted in his face a decade
ago. But he was
ago.
Home alone. Yeah, okay.
A decade, 10 years ago. This guy's brother farted in his face.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, police say that Cruz then put a pot with vegetable oil on the stove, turned it on high, and ran out of his parents' house, thus setting it on fire, burning it to the ground. He told police that he heard voices in his head and was put through a mental evaluation. Police say they tried to put him in a state hospital, but the hospitals turned him away because he was a danger to himself and to others. That's where it ends.
I mean.
So it doesn't say that he's in jail. It doesn't say he's in a mental facility. It just says they turned him away. Is he here?
So.
Is he, like, at the store with a thing of Wesson oil? And, you know, he's harboring some bitter feelings.
I just wonder if it's, like, some PTSD from the smell of
right,
the brother's fart.
That means that is, like, the wickedest fart of all time ever. A couple weeks ago, I was at a 7-Eleven in the greater Charlotte area.
Did you get a slushie?
I did.
Okay.
I stopped in to get a Slurpee, if you want to get
Slurpee,
technical, at 7-Eleven. And I had to take a leak, so I go into the bathroom. There's somebody in there. I'm waiting. And finally, I hear the hand dryer come on. I'm like, good heavens, you know. This guy comes out. For a brief second, we make eye contact. And he looks at me very ashamedly. And then he just looks at the ground, and he shuffles out really fast. I walk into the bathroom, and I'm like, oh.
And there it is.
And I can taste it. It's in my mouth. Well, he had somehow, he had left what should have been in the bowl on the seat. In a perfectly, you know, Egyptian style, like pyramid.
Okay.
It smelled so, I mean, I was doing the hold the breath thing. Two days later, I could still taste it. I could still taste it.
Oh,
that's
stop.
How bad it was. This must have been that times 1,000.
Imagine.
10 years later, and he's burning down houses.
Oh, man.
What is it? Okay, that's just one thing.
I just want to,
this is the Dark 30 Hour. Please, if you are not down with, you know, some of these things.
I'd like to meet the brother.
No word on the brother or anything like that.
Just be like, give a man an award or something, because that's intense.
That, I mean, that really is a pretty impressive fart.
That is.
So did you hear, I didn't hear a whole lot about this week, but it was pretty big news as well. It should have been.
I don't watch news.
Well, okay. Why, are you clicking something?
I'm sorry, yeah. Stop. ADD, I'm sorry.
Stop that. Like, is that a mouse? Stop clicking it.
I'm sorry.
You need a fidget spinner.
Okay, what did I miss in the news?
Well, that Hawaii, you know, thought that they were going to get attacked by a ballistic missile.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Residents in Hawaii received a text message alert at 8:07 last Saturday stating that a ballistic missile was headed towards the island. So, okay, you're like, oh, crap. You got a text message at 8 in the morning, and it's like a ballistic missile is heading towards.
It's like, hey, by the way, you're about to die.
Right, but then quickly notified it was a false alarm.
That's a big mess up.
Okay, now what the government says, we won't go into all of this. The government says that it was an error during a shift change.
Okay,
A shift change that an employee who was like, all right, Bob, I'm logging out of the machine over here, and he bumped something.
So do they just have random buttons to hit whenever there's something going
apparently
on?
Apparently, he hit the text the entire state of Hawaii button that you're going to get.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so what did the people of Hawaii do when they found out that this was not actually happening? Because, I mean, for a second there, you're probably like, we're about to die. What do you do? Like,
they're kind of always on edge because of the volcanoes, but what do you do?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's less imminent. You know, I mean, it could happen in, you know, 300 years, you know.
Yeah,
like.
True.
All of a sudden, it's like you have 25 minutes before this ballistic missile hits. What do you do? Well, they got a new lease on life. So apparently, according to the numbers, the people of Hawaii rushed to Pornhub to let off some steam.
Well,
Pornhub's analytics team discovered a huge
going out with a bang
spike in traffic in the minutes after it was revealed that the incoming ballistic missile warning was false. In fact, the adult website said traffic increased in Hawaii by almost 50% more than what's seen on a regular Saturday. Based on real-time per-minute page views and compared to levels on the previous two Saturdays, our statisticians found a precipitous drop in traffic at 8:07 a.m. immediately after the warning was sent out. Like, people are like, oh, dear God, we're going to die.
And it's in the morning, too.
Yeah. 8:23, now they're like, Bob hit the button. Traffic was a massive 77% below that of a typical Saturday. As residents were notified at 8:45 that the initial warning was sent in error, traffic began to return to normal. Hawaiians breathed a sigh of relief or did something. Those seeking further relief headed back to Pornhub, where page views surged 48% above typical levels at 9:01.
So basically it was, hey, you're going to die. Oh, I got to get this down.
Let's make our amends to Jeebus.
False alarm. Let me go and hug mommy.
Say,
I'm so glad that was false alarm.
I got to go to the bathroom.
I see priorities.
Now, you have to think, though, that I probably sucked because a lot of that traffic was probably on cellular networks.
Yeah.
Which were, you know, also clogged up with legitimate, like, oh, Grandma, we're not going to die.
SOS.
But at the same time, you're, like, trying to search for, you know...
What's the newest on the front page?
Whatever your thing is. Yeah. We're not here to judge.
No.
Everybody's got
Especially not Sam Steele.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got their own thing, right?
Yep.
I don't need to say that yours is
priorities.
Any, yeah.
Priorities.
that's pretty wild.
That's
there.
Insane. I mean, I can't say I wouldn't do the same thing.
I would totally do the same thing.
I mean,
thing.
It's like complete terror. What's going to make that better?
But if I were to ask you right now, like if I were to say, okay, at midnight, the chances are you're going to be dead. Like now, so you got between now and midnight, you got a handful of minutes. I mean, you can't be like, well, I've always wanted to go to Spain. That's not going to happen.
No.
What do you
do? Virtual reality. I think.
Do you make phone calls? Do you make amends? Do you get close with your creator?
Well, you can knock it all out with like a mass text to the ones y'all love.
That's kind of dumb.
But I'm getting things done quickly. I can't go to Paris, so I'm going to tell all my family members I love you. And then I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to go find someone to do it with.
Right. If you can. I mean.
I will.
Do you find the closest person? Not Mr. Right, but Mr. Right nearby.
Right now. Mr. Right before I die. I would.
Man, I bet you.
I think my standards would probably, they might lower.
I was going to say, the standards would probably low to all time.
I don't know about all time. If it's that grimy, I will stick to the internet.
My luck, I would probably like still not be able to find anybody. I'd be like, but we're gonna die here, and I'd just
make sure you have the evidence to back it up in case you didn't get that mass text.
And then I'd just be alone.
You have Maxie.
What, Maxie? What are you insinuating?
I'm not saying you should do that with Maxie.
Oh,
I'm saying
goodness.
Maxie's your friend.
I know he's my buddy.
I love
now
Maxie.
I got to take into consideration
unless I'm over
the
and then he's
my,
mine.
Death of my kitty cat.
We just went from that to the cat.
Great. Hey, thanks.
You're
for
welcome.
Bringing up the level here
You're
of
welcome.
The Dark 30 Hour. You really know how to make it happy.
Is that an all-time
It's the Dark
low?
30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Coming back after this break, we'll delve into more decrepit stories culled from real life, real people, real things around the world, sometimes of the not-so-savory variety. So close your ear holes if you don't like it. We'll be right back. They had a Speaking of Strange on News Radio 570 WWNC across the terrestrial. You can hear us online via your iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. You can find us on speakingofstrange.com. You can find us at joshuapwarren.com. No period after the P. This is the Dark 30 Hour where things get a little raunchy. Things get a little, what is it that Josh likes to say? From the heights of man's humanity to the depths of his depravity or something like that. I'm getting it wrong.
Every time you get less and less and less of it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I am Sam Steele, filling in for host Vance Pollock, who was filling in for host Joshua P. Warren. Shelley and Vance are not here tonight, so me and Lauren, my friend Lauren, she's doing
killing
a great
it.
Killing it.
And I'm still a rookie.
She is a rookie. This is her first time ever on the radio, as far as you know.
I hope I'm not on the radio and not know it.
You might have been in a lucid dream.
Hey.
So the other day, this is not like a, it'll kind of delve into this story. I had a, like a, one of those, like, I had to sneeze and blow, like, there was a couple things. This I'm like, oh, oh, oh. And, you know, like your face is just exploding.
I wish they could see your face.
And, like, so I grab a tissue and I stick it over my face and, like, snot came out of my eye hole.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't, that's weird. You know, well.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, well, this guy in England, this is even worse. You know, if you're about to sneeze, and I don't know how girls do this, by the way. How girls. Not that, even that, they'll be like.
Yeah.
How is that done? I don't think a guy has ever successfully done that maneuver, ever.
I also don't think anyone's ever been like, oh, you're so cute when a guy sneezes. But they do it for girls, so of course other girls are going to learn to do it. They're called cute once.
My sneezes are so full-bodied. They are like...
All 6 foot seven.
Yeah, they're exaggerated to such an extent, like, huh? And like...
Huff and puff, the cat, blow the house
the
down.
Cat is under the bed before it's even finished. Anyway, but doctors say even if you're in a quiet place, they would advise... You know, to go that route, to let it rip, because you can do harm.
As, a lot of pressure.
Yeah, a 34-year-old man in Britain learned this lesson the hard way. He spent 2 weeks in the hospital due to his resulting injury. This is the case report with the cringe-inducing title Snap, Crackle, and Pop When Sneezing Leads to Crackling in the Neck. If you haven't read that, I highly recommend you keep that in the commode. It's great bathroom reading. According to the report, this previously fit.
Previously
not messed up guy pinched his nose and kept his mouth closed during a, quote, forceful sneeze, which could also, I imagine, create a forceful fart, too. He later told doctors he immediately felt a popping sensation in his neck. He didn't notice any problems right away, but a couple hours later, he felt pain in his throat and neck. When it became swollen, his voice changed. He took himself to the hospital. The 34-year-old chap said he was always trying to hold his sneeze because he thinks it's unhygienic to sneeze into the atmosphere or into someone's face.
Well, I mean, it's not hygienic. Of course it's not.
Kind of two different sides of a coin there. It's like, you know, if I sneeze out into the atmosphere of the earth or into your open mouth.
It's got cooties.
Yeah, that means he's been holding in his sneezes for 30 years. But this time, it was different. Initially, doctors saw swelling in his neck, and when they examined the soft tissue, they heard popping and crackling. That meant there were air bubbles getting into his muscles and deep into his tissue. Scans confirmed the problem. They actually showed streaks of air in the retropharyngeal
region. How do you show streaks of air?
In an x-ray. And extensive surgical emphysema in the neck anterior to the trachea. In other words, by trying to hold in his sneeze, he actually blew a hole in his throat.
Sounds more like he just doesn't want to admit what really happened.
What would that be?
Well, you're sticking something pretty far down there.
Oh, heavens. It's the Dark 30 hour here on Speaking of Strange. I think the bigger thing there is just to...
Don't hold your sneeze in.
Don't hold your sneeze in. Yes. Let it rip.
Chew your bananas.
Put a hanky up, you know. You don't want to, like, sneeze. It's just rude.
Or do what they all, like, they actually tell you to do. And sneeze into your elbow.
Sneeze into your elbow?
Yeah, because it doesn't get on your hands. Then once you don't sneeze in your hand, you're not going to spread those germs on the door handle or wherever you are if you don't have OCD and carry that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on.
No. Do you got a story over there?
Yeah.
What you got?
So everybody has their little what they love about people. Some are foot fetishes.
Foot fetishes.
Foot fetish.
You say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this one's a belly button.
Oh, a navel fetish.
But it gets better.
Okay.
It's a pregnant woman's belly button.
Oh, so it's like an Audi?
Yeah. But it's like that weird looking one anyway. So in Ohio... Because Ohio is getting kind of weird.
Is it?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
I've heard some stories. So this man just finds this woman and is automatically fixated on her belly button. He's got to touch it.
Okay. And he doesn't know her.
He doesn't know her. Total stranger. It's in a stairwell.
Okay.
So
This does not sound like it's going down a good path.
Well, for him, it's really not, but it's just...
For her, it's really not.
Well, yeah, for her, it's really not. And him, it's not either. But he ends up, like, so forceful and wanting to just touch the belly button. He ended up getting himself arrested.
Well, I imagine so. If you can't just go around touching people's belly buttons without their consent.
Well, no, but, I mean, why would you even try on a pregnant woman either way?
Well, it sounds like a fetish within a fetish. I mean, it's a niche market.
Always ask permission.
Well, of course. I mean, he could have disguised it and been like, do you mind? Can I feel the baby? Like,
but he's not feeling the baby. It's just.
I'm just saying he could have.
He could have gone about it that way. But you know what else he did? He said it was because he was pledging a fraternity. And he had to touch her belly button in the end.
You were in a sorority, which I forgive you for.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Yes. But you would admit as well that fraternities are just stupid.
They really are. They really are. And regulations so strict, you cannot force somebody to do something.
You heard about that fraternity recently. Just got booted out of an entire state. I forget. I'll have to look it up. Like for hazing, like they killed that kid.
Yeah, they could. They left him. He had alcohol poisoning, and they just
went down the
him.
Stairs, yep. Like you know, jacked up his head. And
you
like,
cannot do that.
Well, they did do that. And
I know.
Didn't.
Now they don't have a chapter.
Well, the kid's dead. I mean, yeah. Screw their chapter.
Right? No, I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah, Alpha.
But it's crazy.
Yeah. So, he like. I mean, what's your weird thing? You got a weird thing?
My weird thing. I don't know. I like rib cage. Yeah.
I always thought, like, if you're, like, really into somebody's ear,
yeah.
Then it would be oral sex. Get it? A-U-R-A-L. Yeah. Oral hearing. Yeah. But you
gotta
know,
have some big ears for that.
People are into some weird things.
They are.
Who am I to judge? I had a foot
well,
thing.
That judge, he's in treatment what? Now.
Is he in treatment?
He's in treatment.
So the guy did, he had her in a stairwell.
He had her in a stairwell, and apparently he...
And he put his hand on her.
No, he just, like... Put his finger on her belly button and tried
on it
to,
or in it.
Like, well, it's an outie at that point. Oh, right. So, yeah. So he did that, and she called the police.
It's like a belly nipple.
Yeah. Some of them, I don't even know. I think belly buttons are really weird.
Well, they are if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean that was like your feeding tube.
It was, and like some have an innie and some have an outie.
I mean, some people like I think there's
I prefer an innie.
Of
I
course,
will say
who
it.
Prefers an outie? Does anybody prefer an outie?
This guy apparently.
Well, he preferred a pregnant.
Yeah, which is just even more weird.
But there's a whole niche of pregnant. Like,
and at the same time, if you meet a total stranger, you've got clothes on.
That does not
most
in that does not matter in the well, in hey. The in the world of you know fetishes.
Yeah,
anything can be a fetish. It could be like, oh my God, look, there's a girl eating, you know, honey bunches of oats with almonds. That could be like your fetish. That could be what sexually charges you up. Like,
I will say he was in a halfway house, so. I think there may be other contributing factors.
He wishes he was in a half shirt house.
I know.
You get
oh
it?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His, let's see.
But this is what the world is coming
his,
to.
His whole defense
crime
went belly up.
Crime in Ohio touching belly buttons.
Oh cryo. I don't know. That was going nowhere. It's not the belly button that's the crime. It's the you can't. You shouldn't.
You can't touch people.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Look, that's exactly right. I think you hit the navel.
I don't know where to go with that.
You stuck the finger in the belly button on that.
You pushed
one.
It in.
You did. Audis are weird. And to anybody out there with a Audi,
I don't think I do either, and I don't want to ask people.
you suck on the Audi.
Ew.
Like a little baby chimp.
Oh, my God. I think of a hamster with the water in
yeah,
the cage.
That's pretty gross.
Ew.
This is the Dark 30 Hour.
Where we take it too far.
Sometimes. On speaking of strange, we've already gone through the intellectual portions of the evening. Now we are going through the depths of humanity. And we urge you to, you know, exercise caution. We won't get too far out there. I promise it won't get too bad.
It already did.
We'll try to keep it reined in. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange News Radio 570 WWNC. We'll be right back. Get up, Bob.
Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the brain supreme. And my man Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow.
We're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. You folks what it's all about. Now it's time for it to get on the mic and make this party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is, let me hear you say
boom.
Rock the mic, I crave skin, rip on a honey, get to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it, come on, come on, whoop, there it is, I'm done.
Whoop, there it is, whoop, there it is. Oh my goodness, the 90s. What a different time. It seems like
I love neon.
Such a carefree, much more carefree time.
You would know more than I would since I was still a child.
I was an adult, I guess, technically. Just for the record, I am older than Lauren.
Should we say by much? How much?
I don't even know by how much. I was trying to think how old I was the other day. I didn't even know. I had to do math.
You're like 12 and a half years older.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Age is but a number. You act like you're 21.
That's right. I do, and I dress like I'm 21, I guess.
Yeah.
I can, however.
Get your own style.
I can, however, pull it out and be an adult when necessary.
That is true.
I got sports coats.
I mean, but you can keep up with your dad in conversation, so right there, you are an adult.
I was telling Lauren there that when that song, Hoomp, There It Is, came out, I had that on Ka-Single.
Single.
You remember those cassette tapes with one song on them. And I was in my Ford Ranger with what I thought was Boom at the time. And me and my buddies, we would like go cruise Ridgecrest out in Black Mountain when the Presbyterian camps would come
released
in.
Released in 93.
And we were like, oh, yeah. Like, and we were like, so, like, there's not a whole lot of gangster lean
no.
that a 6'6 guy has in a Ranger.
Not Ridgecrest.
But like, so I'm like trying to lean back. And look cool. She's like, that work for you? No. The answer was no. So you want to hear something gross. Mm-hmm. So there was this website here, and they offered up this question that said, it was a fill-in-the-blank type question. It says, I once knew a person who thought blank was perfectly normal. And the story that inspired the question came from, so you know it might be interesting when it came from a Redditor. Who only recently discovered that his family's way of dealing with certain things is far from the norm. But who's to say what's normal? Well, in this case, it was the use of a poop knife.
A poop knife?
What is a poop knife?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm glad you asked, you nosy biz. According to this story, he and everyone else in his family are cursed with big, dense, thick.
Oh, my God.
Take
a stool softener, people.
Yeah, okay. Don't know why, but that's a story. Apparently, this led to a lot of things that would not make it down the drain.
Hence, yeah, track.
The poop knife. Okay. No, down the commode.
Oh.
The poop knife. Was an old, rusty kitchen knife that hung on a nail in the laundry room.
Stop it.
When a family member dropped at what they would call an unflushable. They would call
out. Basically, they clogged the toilet every time.
They would call out for the poop knife to chop it into pieces.
Ew, they kept it?
It hung on a nail in the laundry room.
Oh, no.
So let's say you were in the bathroom and you had one and you were like, Dad!
Oh my God.
Grab the poop knife!
Why did they just like put it in the like little cabinet or like a box? Or just better yet, let's do some disposables.
Or maybe like on the side with a suction cup of the cap. I don't know. But it was in the laundry room and it was called the poop knife.
Where things are supposed to be clean.
It's one of those things, I guess. Oh, God. That's pretty messed up, huh?
Could you imagine marrying somebody that was like, oh, by the way.
What would be a deal breaker for you? Would a poop knife be a deal breaker?
I think it would be a deal breaker at first, but if you're just like gung-ho on, I've got to have this because it's a legit reason, and you don't go to the doctor for some help, that might be a deal breaker. I'm not going to bring you a poop knife.
So, okay, so like it was our first date or something, right? And
I don't think you should disclose that on the first date.
No, well, we're playing, deal breaker.
Okay.
Or whatnot. So, it's the first date, and we're at my house because your house wouldn't have a poop knife. And we're hanging out, and I'm like, oh, can you just chill here for a second? I'll be right back. And I got to go take care of something. It's like, you know, we had a big meal. And I'm like, I don't want this to happen, but it's happening. And I'm like,
everyone's
oh, man.
Nightmare.
So I have to call out to you. And I'm like, Lauren, can you go into my laundry room? Yeah, you know where it is. It's where Max's litter box is. There's a poop knife. And you're like, a what? I'm like, a poop knife. And you're like, what? I'm like, the thing on the wall. And you see this rusty, you know.
Dirty.
Looks like, you know, I got it at the flea market knife. Would you just continue past the laundry room on the way out the door? Or would you be a nice young lady and bring me my poop knife?
I think I would start calling out for Ashton and wonder if I was being punked.
That's a great reference, 1998. Ashton's like 50 now.
Ashton?
Where got like
Ashton?
Grandkids, and you're like, yeah, punked.
That's what I would wonder because nobody should do that on the first date. Nobody should have a poop knife.
What, you've never.
You should just handle it.
You should handle it.
Handle it
with your bare
professional
hands.
Professional medical help because.
Oh, you're talking about take care of it. You're not meaning handle.
No, I'm not meaning like stick your hand in there and break it up itself. Or better yet, just keep the plunger close, people.
But what good is a plunger if you can't? Never mind. Let's just move on.
If it's a first date, I would not do it.
So, okay. So you're saying deal breaker.
Yep.
Okay. That's all we needed to know. What you got over there?
Well, on the subject.
Okay. Be gentle.
I will. So this woman thinks that she has a disease that causes her to have an upset stomach.
Okay.
Well, turns out it wasn't. She had ingested a ketchup packet.
Oh, I hate ketchup.
I do too. And it got stuck. But she still did not believe them, even after the fact that they got it out. I don't want to know how, but they got it out.
Well, I mean, I would assume that they have ways of getting stuff out of throats.
The reason I bring this up is, like, this is legit news for people, apparently. It's not interesting. Why are we learning about this?
Why are you talking about it?
Because I find it disturbing that this woman argued with medical professionals saying she had Crohn's disease when really...
Well, some people are, you know, hypochondriacs.
She just doesn't remember what she's eating.
Well, not what she's eating, but she ingested a... Well, there is a disease. That's not Crohn's disease where you eat weird things, is it?
I don't know.
There is a disease or like a mental thing
there
where like people eat coins.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yeah.
Rakes and stuff like
but
that.
But there's a lot, that's a lot of psychological like stuff behind it. Yeah. I don't know. You were just going with that and I saw it and I was like, oh, I'm going to click on it.
Well, we talked earlier about my cat, Maxie.
I love Maxie.
Yeah, Maxie's the sweetie.
He's the bestest.
He's a big marshmallow.
I walk in the door, he goes away from Sam and comes to me.
Yeah. He's a big boy. He weighs, he's in the 20 something pounds. Yeah. Well, check this out. In China.
In China.
This kid, he loves his orange tabby cat. Spends hours playing with him and everything. Burying his face in his fluffy cat body. And inhaling deeply while stroking its tummy. What? He's one of China's many cat sniffers who obsessively smell and cuddle their cats often multiple times a day. Now look, you know Maxie is a very clean cat.
Yeah.
I mean, he does shed. He's a white cat, and so there's cat hair. But he's very clean, fastidiously cleans himself. He does not smell or anything like that. But do I want to – no, I don't really want to. So this guy says, as a veteran cat sniffer,
what?
If I don't get my fix, I feel absolutely terrible. I have a serious cat addiction. From clothes to cell phone covers designed with cat pictures, this guy's life is all about cats. If it's
putting him on My Strange Addiction.
His wife, he's married. His wife and I are not ready to have a child, so we give all of our love to our cat. My cat has supreme status at home, who, even refers to himself as a shovel feces officer.
Oh, my.
An unusual title taken on by many cat lovers in China. Now, earlier today, you'd laugh at this. I don't have the poop knife hanging in the laundry room.
Thank goodness.
I do, however, have, what was it called? A mask, like for spray painting, a respirator.
Yeah.
I have a top-notch respirator for if you're going to be spray painting.
So you don't breathe it in.
Yeah, I spray paint no problem without that on. I change the litter in the litter box wearing a industrial respirator. And then I'm like, sound like Darth Vader or whatever. But I did not, it's not something, it has to be done. But I do not refer to myself as a shovel feces officer. The cat might have the rule of the roost in the house. He's the big boy.
Max, but he does.
In addition to raising a real cat at home, he also watches cat photographs and videos on the internet. It's a phenomenon known as cloud cats, and cat fans will check social media constantly. Sometimes their passion is so strong that they even come to see other people's cats as their own. There are, on this website, there are 180,000 followers of posts on cats. Yeah, it's a big deal in China. An empty, nesty youth, the unmarried who live alone in major cities. Isn't that weird?
Very interesting.
It's very something.
I just wonder, like, he's married. Right?
Yeah.
You said that?
Yeah, he's married.
How the hell am I single? Sorry.
You can say that's okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, though, like, that kind of a person is married and I am single. That's great.
Well, it's China. They have billions of people there.
You know they're raiding their citizens?
I heard about that. It's very strange. That's a Black Mirror episode.
Don't rate me.
Don't rate you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't go.
I couldn't hear. There was an enunciation problem there. I was like, what kind of person do you think I am? Gracious. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Going to be wrapping it up in this next segment here, as Speaking of Strange comes to an end one way or the other.
With a knife or no knife?
With a boat knife! This is News Radio 570 WWNC. Speaking of Strange, we'll be right back.
Sometimes the very thing you're looking for is the one thing you can't see. Sometimes
It's Speaking of Strange here on News Radio 570 WWNC as we wrap up the Dark 30 Hour. Actually played that whole one out. I couldn't figure out. I was like, what is going on?
You looked so confused.
I was very confused. Did not realize that I stood up to stretch there because my back was hurting. I broke my headphones.
Too tall.
Not like broke. I literally broke the entire jack off my headphones.
You loved those headphones.
They're great. Oh, now I'm like, oh, they're expensive.
May they rest in peace.
Yeah, so I had to like run up.
Are you kidding? You're going to try to fix them.
I'm going to totally fix them. But I had to get up, find another pair of headphones. So I was like, oh, I'll just let this song play. Yeah. It's the Dark 30 Hour as we wrap things up. Now, Lauren, you know that I'm a man of addictions. Like I get addicted to things and I get addicted to routines.
Yes.
I love
you are set in your ways for sure.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
No, I love it. It's great.
I love the Goodwill.
You keep it fun.
I love the Goodwill.
You love toys.
I love toys. Well, this is in Vancouver, Washington.
Ooh.
Police say an employee sorting through items donated to a Goodwill store found a wooden box. Oh, it's always exciting when you find a wooden box.
Is there an Indian in the wooden box?
No, there was cremated remains.
Indian in the cupboard.
Cremated remains.
Oh.
The Vancouver police are looking for any family members or people associated with the box so it can be returned. What's in the box?
What's in the box, eh?
What's in the box?
I don't know where that came from.
That's from 7.
Oh.
Officers were called to the Goodwill store in northern suburb of Portland after the trapezoidal box. It's an odd fact. It's like the trapezoidal mahogany box.
Do you think it was the
box.
Family or the person in the box that chose the box? Because that's a specific shape.
Well, at that point, I'm thinking it's the
You plan it out. If somebody's, so many people plan their deaths these days, like after they die. This is what you're going to do.
After Boom. They die or before?
Well, they plan it before they die, but it's a plan for after they die.
Do you have a plan?
Yeah, I want to be cremated and you put me into a tree. Make me a tree.
Make you a tree. Wouldn't a cremated, the ashes be good?
Yeah, they totally do that. Okay. You can, send your ashes to some company. They'll put you in a little pod and you go out and you plant your own tree. I'm with you forever. I'm giving oxygen.
Okay. Have you got a will?
I'm a hippie. Do I have a will? Yes. Everything goes to my 4-year-old.
A Goodwill?
I love me some Goodwill. Let's go to the bins.
Police ask that anybody with information about the box to contact the Vancouver. I'd be kind of bummed. It's like, what if you bought the box, you liked it, and you're like, wait, I'm supposed to return this as evidence now?
Yeah. But maybe the family doesn't want it back, so why would you give your cream? I don't know. You can't give your family member away like that. That's cold.
All right, check this out. This is, we were talking about Ohio earlier. This is in Akron, my buddy Will. What's up, Will, in Akron?
Hmm.
In Ohio, are you a Jeopardy or a Wheel of Fortune?
Let's go. It just really depends on what household I'm in. When I was with my grandmother, it was Wheel of Fortune. When I am with my best friend, Caitlin, it is Jeopardy, and then she whoops me every time.
We are a Jeopardy house. Well,
I like Jeopardy
me
more,
and Dad,
I think.
Me and Dad are Mom likes it, too, but she's more of a Wheel. I suck at Wheel, but
I think now that I'm thinking about it, you do have to know a lot, and I don't know that much, so probably Wheel of
Fortune. Really don't. It's a misnomer. You just have to know how to, you just have to read keywords, know the category, and then know five
of the
topics.
It's like test manipulation.
Anyway, an Ohio man who reportedly believed Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak instructed him to kill his elderly mother has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. The Akron Beacon Journal, excellent rag.
Mm.
Reports a judge made the ruling Thursday in the murder case against 48-year-old Derek Williams. Police said the Williams believed he was getting messages from Sajak when he heard his hometown mentioned. He thought that Pat was telling him to kill his mother when Sajak said, do it.
Not even close.
He was off his medications, clearly psychotic. Mm. I wonder if Pat Sajak knows about this. I would think that Alex Trebek would drive more people to murder.
Probably.
I mean, I hate Pat Sajak and his smugness.
Yeah.
Pat, he's a little jerk. But Alex Trebek is kind of like
another level.
Yeah, I think he's in the hospital right now.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do we care?
Because he's Alex Trebek. Did you prefer, did you like mustachioed or clean shaven Trebek?
Clean shaven.
Oh, I bet you did.
I did.
You dirty bird. Mm. you dirty bird.
Oh my god.
I know it's your.
Well, what's your preference?
I liked mustachioed.
You would.
Yeah,
you
Burt so Reynolds style, like Trebek laying on a bearskin rug and Playgirl in front of that fire.
Oh, I can see it. One leg behind the other.
Yeah, that wraps things up for this interesting version of Speaking of Strange. Signing off for me, let's say shout-outs to Joshua P. Warren. Thank you. Vance, thank you. Shelley, thank you. Lauren, thank you. Great job playing radio.
Thanks. Anytime you need me, I'm here.
Cool. We'll just see what happens. I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, man.
Thank you all for listening, and tune in next week. Hopefully, we'll have another new edition of Speaking of Strange. Peace out, and remember, be nice to each other. See you.